Cecil, do you know what the telephone number of the Grand Theater is?
The Grand? No, why? Who's going there?
Uncle Thomas. He asked me to phone for him and have them hold him a seat.
You mean reserve one?
Yes. Come on, I'll have to phone. Do you mind? It'll just take a minute.
Is he going to take you with him?
No, he's going by himself. He doesn't think I should see the play.
Oh, that's a dirty trick, just to go by himself.
Oh, I don't want to see the old play anyhow. I like movies better.
Well, we'll just outsmart your uncle then. When he goes to the theater, I'll come over and we'll go to a movie. Ha!
Let's see now. Oh, I know.
Did you remember the number?
No. Information, please.
What are you calling information for?
To get the telephone number. Hello, information. What is the telephone number of the Grand Theater, please? No, I haven't got the telephone book. Thank you. Cecil, it's Bradhurst 8820.
Hey, what did you say you didn't have the telephone book for? You have it right here.
I know, but it takes too much time to look it up. It's quicker to ask information. Now, what was that number again?
I don't see why your uncle doesn't do his own phoning.
Cecil, what was the number?
Bradhurst 88, there's half of it. You remember the other half. You can't ask me to do more than half.
Oh, goodness. Bradhurst 88-something. Oh, you should have written it down, Cecil.
And you should have remembered it.
Oh, well, I'll just ask her again. Hello. Information, please. Write it down this time, Cecil.
Oh, I'll remember it this time. I didn't know that you were going to try...
Information? Oh, hello. This is the same party again. When you told me the number of the Grand Theater a minute ago, did you say Bradhurst or Evergreen? Oh, you said Bradhurst 8820. Thank you. There, now.
Bradhurst 8820. 8820. 8820. 8820.
Now, all I have to do is phone and have them reserve the right seat for Uncle Thomas. Then we can go on the front porch.
Well, hurry and get it over with.
Oh, give me, quick, Cecil, what's the number?
Bradhurst 8820.
Bradhurst 8820.
I'm a smart fellow.
You are, Cecil. You're very smart.
Thanks. What's the show at the Grand this week?
The Song of the Gannock.
The Song of the who?
The Song of the Gannock.
What's that? What's a Gannock?
Well, I don't know. What's the name of the play? It's English.
If that's English, I speak good Spanish.
Oh, goodness.
What's the matter?
Well, the line's busy.
What does your uncle want to see a dumb play like that for?
Oh, but it isn't, Cecil. It's supposed to be very clever.
Yeah, supposed to be.
And besides, William Blackman plays the leading role.
Well, who is he?
Cecil, you've never heard of William Blackman?
No, just like that.
Why, Cecil, everybody's heard of William Blackman.
Well, I haven't, and I'm someone.
Oh, Cecil, I'm surprised at you.
Well, who is he?
Why, he's a famous actor, Cecil.
I've never seen him in the movies.
He isn't in the movies. He's a famous stage actor.
Oh, and you know all about him.
Oh, yes. Oh, he's quite wonderful, Cecil.
When did you hear about him first?
Oh, yes, he's very famous.
When did you hear about him first?
What'd you say, Cecil?
I said, when did you first hear about him?
Oh, well, Uncle Thomas was telling me who he was this morning.
Oh, you just heard about him this morning, and you're surprised at me because I'm a few hours late.
I'm going to try them again. What's the number, Cecil?
Oh, can't you remember a little thing like Bradhurst 8820?
Bradhurst 8820, please. Well, I hope the line isn't busy again.
So do I. I'm tired of sitting on my heels.
Well, stand up, then. Oh, hello. Is this the Grand Theater? Is this Bradhurst 8820? Oh, it is? Oh, it's the right number, Cecil.
Fine. Go ahead and get what your uncle told you to.
All right. Hello, is this the theater where William Blackman is playing this week? Oh, thanks. It's the right theater, Cecil.
Well, tell him what you want.
It isn't a him, Cecil, it's a girl.
Well, tell her what you want, then.
All right. Hello, is the name of the play this week, is it called the Song of the Gannock? Yes, that's right. Well, have you some good seats left? Oh, just one seat. Wait just a minute. Cecil, Uncle Thomas didn't tell me whether to get him a seat in the balcony or downstairs. Where shall I get it?
Oh, downstairs, of course, Sally. You know your uncle wants a good seat.
Well, hello. Have you got a nice single seat closer, you know, in the eighth row or something like that? Well, is it very much on the side? Just a minute. Cecil, she has one in the eighth row on the side.
Oh, gosh, Sally, get something before the play leaves town.
Well, hello. Well, is the seat in the 8th row better than the seat in the one in the 13th row? Oh, they're about the same? Well, let's see now. Oh, goodness. So which shall I get?
Oh, toss up.
Have you got a coin?
Oh, Sally, get the one in the 8th row if she's got one.
Well, I think the one in the center would be the best, though.
Well, get that then.
But at the same time, the one in the 8th row would be closer to the stage, wouldn't it?
Naturally.
Well, hello. Well, the seat in the 8th row is not behind a post or anything, huh? Oh, yes, I just wanted to know. Well, that seat is for tonight, isn't it? Oh, it's for the matinee. Well, I wanted one for tonight. Yes, I'm sorry. Will you please? Can you imagine, Cecil? She thought I wanted it for the matinee. Uncle Thomas wants to go to the night performance.
Well, give the ticket box a break and get something.
Wait, Cecil, here she is again. Oh, you have plenty of seats? Well, have you got one in the 7th row in the center? Oh, well, have you got one in the 6th, then? Oh, you haven't. Well, what have you got that's a good seat, then?
Sally, you better decide on something before she hangs up on you.
Just a minute, please. What'd you say, Cecil?
I said she can't take all day with you.
Well, she isn't taking all day.
I'll bet she'll hang up in a minute.
Of course she won't hang up. They want to sell tickets. That's the way they make their money.
All right, that's the way they make their money. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello. See, Cecil, I told you she wouldn't hang up. Well, oh, you have some nice seats in the 10th row center. Well, that's better than the 13th. Oh, yes, that's 3 seats better. Well, let me see now. I nearly forgot. When are those for? Oh, for tonight? Well, would you mind holding the phone for just a minute, please? Yes. Cecil, you know what? I can't remember whether Uncle Thomas told me to get the seats for tonight or tomorrow night. What shall I do?
Oh, hang up. Why don't you write things down?
Oh, I guess I'll have to take a chance on tonight. No, I'm sure it's tomorrow night.
I'm going to lie down here in the hall and take a nap.
Oh, Cecil, you're so funny.
Sorry, I can't return the compliment.
Well, I guess I ought to make up my mind.
Wake me up when the session is over.
Hello. Hello. I want you to please reserve that seat for tomorrow night for Mr. Thomas Smith. I said I want you to hold the seat for... What? Oh. Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much.
Well, what did you hang up for?
Well, she said that they don't reserve seats over the phone. You have to write in or get them at the box office.
They don't reserve seats over the phone? Oh, well, I'm a lizard's cousin.
Isn't that funny? They don't reserve seats over the phone for this show. I guess that proves it's pretty good then, huh? Don't you think so, Cecil? I do, and I'm usually right.